See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commands, decrees and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The second reading is taken from Matthew 5, 33-37. Oaths. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but keep the oaths you have made to the Lord." But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Lorraine. There doesn't seem to be much that is simple in life these days. I know we wake up every morning thinking, I just wish I had a simple day ahead without having to sort of think about anything else. It just all fit into plan and everything would just really, really work out the way you'd hoped it would be, envisioned it, the way that you kind of designed your day. But as we know, life has become, and maybe it always has been, very, very complicated. And the more complicated it becomes, the more difficult it becomes. And the more difficult it becomes, the harder it is to find a way or the path back to things being just simple. But there must have been a time, I think, when the less information we had, the more simple life was. A time when we thought the world was flat. That's easy enough to understand. And that the universe was all that the eye could truly see, and that was it. But of course today we know the world is round. And the universe, of all our modern technologies, become even more and more complicated. And we still can't fathom the mysteries of the space and time and universe beyond us. And so we meet this passage in Matthew's Gospel when he says, just let your yes be yes and your no be no. And don't think any more about how you make your promises or your oaths towards each other through God. Stop doing that. If you're certain about what you're saying, let it be so. And if not, then don't say anything. I suppose the whole point of God in the beginning was to give us a nice, simple life, to give us a beautiful place to live in. And he says, there you go, live in it. And as you live in it, look at all the things I'm providing you with as well. There's nothing that you need. Just believe in me, trust in me, and live in peace and harmony with each other. And we've messed all that up because we've gained more and more information about life, about ourselves, and that creates knowledge. And how we use that knowledge is our very wisdom. And the thing is, God has given us a mind and a heart to use and how to use it. And so when we mess things up, we can see that in our first passage from Deuteronomy, that's first image on the screen there, please, Phil. Thank you. Deuteronomy is talking to us about how God saw upon the world a whole load of people who weren't getting who he was. And so he chose a special group of nomads and a bloke called Abraham to come and follow him. And God would show these people exactly who he was. And once they got it, they could then go and show the world. Simple. And he'd give them all these rules and laws to help them live in that right relationship with him and with each other. Rules to help them understand their obedience to God. Rules to help them recognize that there was only but one God in the world, and that was him. Rules to help them to live together without hurting each other or contracting all kinds of illnesses and diseases. But then these laws and rules multiplied, and the people started adding to them so much more that all the information they got, all the knowledge they attained, they used all that with their wisdom to make even more rules and more laws. And so, in the mix of all of it, they lost sight of God. And the rules and laws became more important. And God recognized that. They've lost the way. And so he sent his son into the world with all the information again about who God was. And for them to take on that knowledge and then through their wisdom to make a clear and conscientious decision then to follow God or not. Let their yes, I will follow you, or no, I don't really need you. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. And here we all sit today, our own journeys through life, accumulating a whole lot of information from our life experiences, what we've read, what we've seen, how we've interacted with other people, and that's where we are today. You're a mind and heart full of knowledge and information. And we use our minds, our wisdom then, to use that knowledge and information to do good or to do bad. We have the ability to do that on the grand scale, and even in the small scale, we make those decisions every single day. The next image, please, Phil. It's like rolling a dice. Will I follow goodness today? Or won't I? Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But in those days, just like other people gathering around trying to make sense of all that information, they've just created more and more things in their lives that's made it more and more complicated. Next image, Phil. So maybe you find yourself sort of sat there in life with all these ideas of how life is meant to be. And none of us have ever really fathomed what it's all about. Every day it teaches us new things. Every day we teach other people new things about life or about ourselves. Nothing is ever simple. Take this next image, for example. A guy gets a flat pack. Does he want to take out the instructions and read them? No. What a guy wants to do is look at the image on the box and try and build it himself. I've done that before lots of times. I don't care. There's a wooden panel left over. I don't really care there's some nuts and bolts that are meant to go somewhere. It looks good. It fits the picture and it's staying upright and I can put it into its place. Or maybe if you're a bit lost in life, in this next image, a man reading a map. Now guys know that maps are precious to us. That we have a map, we like to think we know where we're going. And if we get lost, there's no way we're going to ask somebody else which way to go. We'll just keep looking at the map until we think that we can find the right way. As with my girlfriend a couple of days ago in York, and we had the street map of York, and I thought I knew where I was going. I had the instructions before me. The street names didn't quite match up to what the map said, but I knew I could figure my way out. And my girlfriend doesn't care about asking other people for directions. So she went up to this other guy, and said, do you know where we are? I thought, no, I know where I'm going to. And there's nothing more embarrassing than we think we know the way, and we don't admit that we are lost. I don't think you women have got away with it either. In this next image, the worst thing you do is pass over the map to the woman. And she thinks she can take you in the right direction. I won't be told, will she, that actually the map is the wrong way round. Okay, things are never that simple. The next image, please. Time and time again. This is the offside rule, done in the simplest form. To guys like that, yeah, we know all that, that's simple. But for other people, it's the most complicated thing in the world. And the next one. Do I need to say anything else? If only women were able to have lit up parking bays to park their cars in. But I know guys really struggle as well. Actually, my girlfriend's very good at reversing in parking. She's sat in the congregation today, so sort of make sure that was said. Now, the next image, please. If we're struggling in life, and we're struggling to understand how we get from one part of our journey to the next, we've got to think about somebody maybe called Livingston. You've all heard of him. He was a great explorer. One of his expeditions was to go to Africa and not just to free or challenge slavery, but he also went to go and find the source of the Nile. And off he went on one of his journeys, trying to find this source. And he thought it was simple. He had a map, he had an idea where the source of water was going to come from, and he went on his journeys. For the whole load of people who had lots and lots of stuff that was going to take with him. And along the way, he lost a lot of these people for one reason or another. They just left him to carry all the load. And the further he went along, the more illnesses that he contained, until some of the missionaries came, helped him, looked after him, I think the Muslims actually, and really cared for him. But during that time, all his medicines were stolen. And he had to find his way up to the source of the Nile by slave traders. The very people he wanted to challenge were showing him the way. And he just got lost and disappeared for about 6 years, until a guy called Henry Stanley, I think it was sent out to go and find him. And he found them in his remote village, in a roped-off area, eating food. And that's the only way he'd get some food, was that these local people wanted to amuse themselves, laughing at him as he ate some scraps of food that they fed to him. And that's when Stanley breaks through the trees and says, "Ah, oh, Dr. Livingstone, I presume." And so he thought it was simple, but his whole journey turned into a disaster. He started off with lots of people, but had a one-track mind where he was going to. In life, you need each other. I hope today none of us are sat here by ourselves, but we've all got people we know around us. And the thing is, you need each other to get through life. So in the Christian faith, we need each other to keep one another going, because we haven't got all the answers. And being a Christian is not simple. It becomes even more complicated, because we have to start abiding in these certain commandments from God. And the greatest commandment that God gives us is to love him and to love each other. It's simple, but we've made it so complicated. So I need people to tell me, "So Tom, you're not loving me, or you're not loving other people as much as you should be." And that helps me to understand what I should be doing. In the past couple of weeks, we've been looking at the body of Christ, looking in our legs, walking in a certain direction, looking in our arms, being the strength, and helping each other, supporting each other, lifting each other up, hugging each other, embracing each other, keeping each other going. Well, this week, it's our minds. It's that knowledge and the wisdom, how we use it. And if you don't use it right, we end up sitting on the fence, if you're not sure where we are. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yes, I do. Then follow him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? No, I don't. Well, then don't. But at least you made your mind up, and that's really, really important. But if you're somewhere in between, you're going to end up a bit like Livingstone, thinking you're going on a journey, but it'll never turn out the way you want it to be. And you'll end up in a place you might not want to be. And for Christians, we do have a certainty of where we're going to end up. But how we get there is a very different story. And that's why and how we do it together.